so I can be healed. 'Cause I'm so calloused, and now I can't feel. I wanna run to you with heart wide open. Make me broken. Make me empty so I can be filled. 'Cause I'm still holding on to my will, and I'm completed when you are with me.
I'll be reading Psalms 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. May God bless this reading of his word.
Amen.
Good morning.
Today, in accordance with our theme, Never Too Busy, the youth will be presenting different reflections on how this theme relates to their lives. I'll be talking about the occurrence in the Bible where Jesus visited the two sisters, Mary and Martha. As Jesus and his disciples were passing through a town, Martha had heard about him and went to go see him and invited him to her house that evening. As Jesus came into the house, he was greeted by Martha and her sister, and as he sat down around the tables with his disciples, Martha continued cleaning the house, like her usual routine, but Mary stopped helping her and sat down to listen to what Jesus was saying. Minutes pass, maybe even a few hours, and Martha's really becoming annoyed with her sister. She can see she's working and cooking and cleaning for the whole week, and it's not a surprise. This must be something they do maybe every weekend. And when it comes to the time when she's finished, she goes into the room where Jesus and his disciples and Mary's sitting, and she says, "Lord, why did you not tell my sister to help me? Didn't you see me cooking and cleaning and doing all this hard work?" But Jesus says, "Martha, your sister has been giving something which no one will take away from her, and for that she will always be blessed." So what was so important about what Jesus was saying that Mary had to stop what she was doing? It's not like that she couldn't have listened while she was cleaning, but why did she stop? What was this thing that she had been given? She had been given the gift of the Word of God, an internal peace that was going to stay inside of her whenever she needed it. And Martha, who was doing something that was important, didn't have to continue right then. She could have stopped and listened. So how does this relate to our everyday lives? Every day you go to school or work, and it's just a constant reminder of why you need to keep certain things important. So why don't we take the same amount of time to sit down and remind ourselves why it's important to keep a strong relationship with God? It's important to read the Bible, even if you don't do it every day, even if it's just a verse. Find something that keeps you centered. It's so easy to get distracted and frustrated and angry, but those things aren't good. It's better to stay calm and know that even no matter what is going on, that you still have something to fall back on so you don't fall apart. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Psalm 145:48 says, "He's never too busy to talk to you. He's always near. He never says some other time." If God never fails me, why do I continue to constantly fail him? We hate missing conversations with special someones when they stop by. We take our sweet time getting ready in the morning and picking out our wardrobe for the day. But when it comes to spending time with God, it often falls to me the last thing on our list for the things to do today. Personally, I sometimes do this myself because I know God will forgive me, but I don't know if my AP chemistry teacher will understand not turning in a homework assignment on time, or my physics teacher when I don't study for his quizzes. We take advantage of his never-ending forgiveness because we know he'll be waiting for us tomorrow and the next day and even the day after that. If we're too busy for God, we are too busy in general. In order to find time for God in our lives, we may have to cut back on some of our activities, but if he was able to step down from his throne in heaven to die on a cross for sins he did not commit, we should be able to find time for him every day.
Amen.
Instead of getting preoccupied with trying to fit Christ into our busy lives, we should instead live a Christ-filled life. He gives us endless opportunities every day to do things for others and ultimately for him. While I was writing this, I thought of one of my favorite songs, and it goes like, we bring the kingdom come, with every act of love, Jesus, help us carry you, alive in us, your light shines through, with every act of love, we bring your kingdom come. I think sometimes we forget how the little things we can do can have a big impact on others, and that how they can make our Heavenly Father smile down at us. For a week, our church was so involved in warm nights and helped to serve those who needed our help, and we wanted to give them the same love Jesus had shown to us. We were called to love one another, not to be righteous or turn away from each other. So in order to make time for God every day, we do not need to specifically read our Bible or sit in meditation, which is still important, but we should just love each other as God loves us, whether we invite someone to sit with us at lunch, introduce a new student to our friends, or even visit a homeless shelter or a nursing home once or twice a month. Random acts of kindness are a double win. They help bring us closer to God and also introduce our Savior to someone who may not know him yet. Acts of kindness, no matter how small, can never be wasted and can change the giver and the receiver. Personally, I find it easier to be kinder when everything is going well in my life, but when things aren't as smooth as usual, is right when it gets more difficult to help others. I think that the real measure of our kindness is found in that moment when we still help others after an unkind deed has been done to us. While we may not think much of the little things we do, it is one of the easiest and most meaningful ways to make time for God, as it can help build our relationship with Jesus and lead to someone else creating a relationship with him as well.
Good morning, everybody. It never depends on our own effort to get the solution to all that bothers our mind. We have our own role to play, and God has his. I have been born in Cameroon, but now in the U.S., and all this happening without my own personal effort. God has planned for us. And why you depend so much on your own plan? He takes precisions. You found out that a lot just happened out of your determination. We can only be busy with those things that are within our sphere's control. Reflecting in the Bible, Psalm 46:10, that says, "Be still, for I am God." This tells us, children of God, to fear not, because he fights our battles. It is amazing how if you stop and take a look back, You can see just how much you've evolved over a short period of time. But at the end of the day, there are very few opinions that matters to me. And God is the most important. You get stressed up by others all the time. But Jesus watches over you, and by doing so, fulfill the promise to be the Savior. There are times when we are distracted and we turn off course, but God's arms are wide open, and when we are ready, He enfolds us in love. We are of favor to others. We are kind to others. When we simply live our life to do good. God will never say, "Don't bother me. I'm busy." God will instead call to us. Let's be reflecting on God's will is up upon our business and create time for God and also show love and care to fellow brethren as God accepts our brethren. Let's feel less busy that we may have time to glorify Him and care for one another. Amen.
Okay. 1 John 2:17 says, "And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever." We cannot fulfill God's desires if we are too busy. Just like we make time for schoolwork, friends, or family, we should make time for God. God is never too busy for us, so why are we too busy for Him? Being a teenager, school can get in the way very often with all the homework and projects. But whenever I feel like I'm too stressed or worried about it, I stop and pray and ask for God's help and guidance. After a while, it gets a little easier over time. When I need God, He's there for me. So when God needs me, I'm there to do whatever He asks of me.
In a world where teenagers are expected to carry on the burden of managing our time, it is a choice that we have of how to use it. Most of this time can be spent on social media, talking with friends, gossiping, or doing what we're actually supposed to be doing, such as homework, chores, helping our parents. But rarely do we ever think about setting time aside for God. It seems that we have God on our Sunday schedule instead of in our everyday lives. As a teenager living in a world bombarded with planned events and times, I think God deserves about 100% of our time, don't you?
When you wake up at 6 a.m., get ready, feed the dog, walk the dog, drive to school, play rehearsal, 4 classes, lunch, more classes, lacrosse practice, kung fu, drive home, eat dinner, do dishes, do homework, walk the dog again, put the dog to bed, go over things you learned in rehearsal, and go to bed at 1 a.m. You might ask where God fits in. And at first, I didn't see it as much more than my evening prayers before I went to bed. Until one day He spared my life on the road when another car was heading towards me head on. With all that could have gone wrong, I managed to swerve and come out unharmed. But God most certainly took the wheel that day because everything happened so fast. And the second it happened, I started thanking God and talking to Him and praising Him. And this event made me realize that He isn't with me only in the evening when I say my prayers. He is there all day and every day. I can speak to Him whenever I want and wherever I want, even in the car. So this question, where does God fit into your schedule, should really be, where does your schedule fit in with God? While classes and rehearsals end, God is there throughout, 24/7, not when the bell rings or when time is up. I may forget my textbook at home sometimes, but God comes with me, whether I acknowledge it or not. With everything in this material world constantly changing and ending, it's nice to know there is one thing you can lean on. It will never change and let you fall. And that is found in God.
Will you please stand and sing hymn number 322, "How Great Is Our God"?